Today on Press TV, President Barack Obama says Afghanistan must give legal immunity to U.S. forces if Kabul wants them to stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014. Obama made the comments during a joint press conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Karzai is currently in Washington for official talks with U.S. authorities. Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian in the north of the Gaza Strip. A spokesman for Gaza Emergency Services says Israeli gunfire wounded another person in the area. He says one of the two men was a farmer. Officials say they were hit by live fire close to the Israeli border. Thousands of Iraqis have rallied in the cities of Najaf and Basra in support of the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The pro-Maliki rallies come amid the backdrop of ongoing anti-Maliki demonstrations calling for changes to anti-terror laws as well as for the release of prisoners. French President François Hollande says French troops have arrived in Bamako, the capital of the West African country of Mali. He says the forces are there to help govern troops fight militants who have controlled the north of the country. The Malian army says troops from Nigeria and Senegal have also been deployed. Iran has strongly slammed a series of bomb attacks in Pakistan. Foreign Ministry spokesman Rami Mehmanpana says such attacks are aimed at creating discord among different Muslim sects in the country. Scores of people lost their lives in several bomb attacks in Pakistan's Swat Valley and the city of Quetta on Thursday. At least seven Egyptian policemen have been injured by unknown gunmen in the Sinai Peninsula. Reports say a top police officer is among the wounded. Egyptian officials say the policemen came under attack near a pipeline that transports gas to Israel and Jordan. A fresh report by British police and child protection authorities has found that the late BBC presenter Jimmy Savile physically abused hundreds of people over six decades. The report says Savile was a predatory sex offender whose victims were as young as eight. Now, dozens of people are killed in a landslide in a remote village in southwestern China. Authorities say heavy rains and snow triggered the disaster. Thousands of rescuers have been dispatched to the area to help with the rescue operations. But authorities say freezing weather is hampering the operation. That's the latest here on Press TV.